Good morning again. I have a special friend, a good friend from college, and as I come into your material and a lot of other things, it feels larger than life. It feels like there's something beneath it. And how would you describe that sense of that friendship that just beyond growth, beyond, you know, it just feels like it's more than I can see. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, when you have that feeling, are you talking about the way you feel with this other person?
Well, like he's inspired me to grow, he's inspired me, and then I've inspired him, and then, you know, you were talking about with Jerry, how Esther and Jerry have that one mind at times, and how like every adventure, and sometimes it's not even with him, but it's a lot of people I interact with, it's just that connection you have with that person, or it's that connection where it expands who you are, and you can feel just by hanging out or growing and being involved with that person that it's just not a coincidence, it's just not a friendship. There's intention there that I can't explain.
Well, there are two things that is about, and we're going to give you the most significant part of this first. And we're going to be very deliberate about the way we speak this because we want you to feel... Well, we'll just spit it out. Before you were born, you had one vibration. When you were born, it split a little. If you're ornery, it's really split. If you're in love, you're offering one vibration. And being in alignment with who you are, having vibrationally closed that gap, is the feeling of greatest power and clarity and love. So that feeling that you're describing is about alignment. If you have someone that you care about who maybe they behave in ways, maybe they've always had your back, maybe they've been your friend, maybe they've incited you to growth, but something about them, as you focus upon them, you have the same attitude or opinion about them that the source within you does, so they are a catalyst that causes you to come into vibrational alignment. When you feel consistently that way about someone, it is for one of two reasons. Either you've learned to line up no matter what, which you are coming around to do often, or they have been catalysts to help you line up. Now, the reason that we were wanting to tiptoe into this and lay a really good foundation for it is because all morning already we've been trying to talk you out of caring what other people think and using what they think about you as your reason to line up or not. In other words, because there is danger in that, if you care about what others think, if you have the good fortune of having someone who's tuned in, tapped in, turned on, then they're a catalyst to help you line up. But if they're someone who is in a place of lack, then they are a catalyst that influences you to your separation from who you are. And so we would far rather emphasize that something within you that is already a powerful propensity to closing that gap and being in alignment is enhanced when you're interacting with these people that you are describing. Also, and this is what you're reaching for, and it's big and it's accurate, and you know it, and we'll say it anyway. You come forth in clusters with intentions to enhance one another's experience. And when you meet up with your cluster, it's really fun.
Thank you for the conversations that Source has with me. Thank you for this venue and the opportunity. Thank you.
It is our pleasure.